We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve and Ted in the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Hurricane Nate brought a burst of flooding and power outages to the U.S. Gulf Coast before losing strength Sunday. Nate weakened to a tropical depression as it moved northward into Alabama and Tennessee with heavy rain. Chantel Busby was inside her home in Waynesboro, Mississippi, when it was heavily damaged by Nate's wind Saturday.
I heard something like a train, just like an Amtrak train, just roaring and just glass just flying like bullets.
Now let's take a look at the local forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will gradually start to cloud up throughout the day with a strong cold front moving in by early this afternoon. Our high 74 with a gusty northeast wind later in the day. We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms develop. Our overnight low 44. And then Tuesday, windy with morning showers and a high only 52. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 63 degrees, an east wind at 9 miles per hour. Wichita officials say the city's animal control department has reduced the euthanasia rate for shelter pets by about two-thirds in the last 8 years.
A report presented to the city council this past week shows the city euthanized 6,300 dogs and cats in 2009. That number dropped to 2,000 in 2016. Wichita Police Captain Michael Allred, who runs the Animal Control Department, attributed the decline to a better relationship with the Humane Society and rescue groups. He also cites a commitment to keeping shelter animals alive twice as long as state law requires. The Wichita Eagle reports state law requires pet owners to reclaim their animals in 3 days. Wichita made a policy decision to hold animals for 6 days before euthanasia is considered. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Up to $60 million is coming to public housing in Wichita, and that means complete renovations for all public housing properties.
In 2012, the U.S. Congress created the ability for public housing authorities to begin using private funding in addition to government funding. In February, the Wichita City Council approved the Wichita Housing and Community Services Department's submission of 4 applications to be part of the Rental Assistance Demonstration Program. On Saturday, Wichita Housing and Community Services Department Director John Hall said that the applications have been accepted. Each of the city's 352 single-family homes and multifamily units will be completely renovated. The entire project should take between 18 months to 2 years. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Federal agents and police in Las Vegas are still looking for answers in last week's mass shooting that left 58 dead. ABC's Alex Stone with new developments.
A new search of Paddock's home in Mesquite outside of Las Vegas was carried out on Sunday based on a new federal search warrant. It was the second time his home has been searched. The police chief in Mesquite saying the FBI asked for help at the home where Paddock lived with his girlfriend. After interviewing his girlfriend, they wanted to take a second look at that house.
The White House has released its immigration wish list to Capitol Hill.
President Trump has sent his opening offer to Congress, a list of immigration priorities that the administration hopes will be a trade for a fix to the DACA program the president ended last month. At the top of the list, demands for the funding of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, along with rollbacks and protections for unaccompanied minors who cross the border from Central America. Democrats are already calling the plan dead on arrival and accusing the president of backing away from any chance at a compromise to protect the nearly 800,000 Dreamers. Alex Mallon, ABC News, Washington.
After a series of hurricanes did a number on the job sector, you might find it hard to believe that they may help the economy in the long run.
As we learned last week, Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria destroyed a lot of jobs, but a storm of rebuilding is on the way.
They're going to need construction workers. They're going to need carpenters. They're going to need plumbers and electricians, those folks that are really going to be able to help rebuild those communities.
Career Builders' Jennifer Grass.
Whether you're looking at the government's investment infrastructure to, you know, families just renovating their homes, there's been this movement to rebuild.
And that could make for very different October and November jobs reports. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
8:35, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:35 means it's time for the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward and Jason Aldean. Going back on stage after that mass shooting. He was on stage when that happened the other day, right?
Yeah, the country singer who was on stage during that shooting in Las Vegas last week paid tribute to the victims on NBC's Saturday Night Live.
Jason Aldean opened the show with a message to those affected by the Las Vegas shooting.
We hurt for you, and we hurt with you. But you can be sure that we're going to walk through these tough times together every step of the way.
Aldean was making his first public appearance since the mass shooting last Sunday.
When America is at its best, our bond and our spirit, it's unbreakable.
After applause from the crowd, Aldean sang a Tom Petty song. Petty died on Monday. Todd Ant, ABC News.
Aldean then returned to Las Vegas, trying to lift the hopes of those in the hospital.
1 week after he was cut off mid-song by gunfire and Jason Aldean went running off stage, he is back in Las Vegas on Sunday visiting patients who were critically injured during the shooting and are now recovering at University Medical Center in Las Vegas. The hospital saying the visit helped heal hearts and cheer those who were wounded in the tragedy. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Days after allegations of sexual harassment surfaced against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein, he's out of a job.
Harvey Weinstein has been forced out of the company that bears his name, the Weinstein Company. And one of the guys responsible, his own brother, Bob Weinstein, was one of the board members who voted to fire Harvey. The board saying they fired him effective immediately after new info about misconduct by Harvey Weinstein emerged in the past few days. Last Thursday, the New York Times revealed allegations by several women, including actress Ashley Judd, that Weinstein had been harassing women for decades. Weinstein apologized for his behavior but denied some of the allegations and threatened to sue the New York Times. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
You know this song, Steve McIntosh?
Yeah, I do. I don't know.
You don't know?
Can't remember. Oh.
Since I Don't Have You.
Who's that by?
The lead singer of the doo-wop group, the Skyliners.
Oh, there you go.
Co-wrote the iconic ballad, Since I Don't Have You.
Right, right.
He has died. Jimmy Beaumont was 76. Passed away in Pennsylvania. Joe Rock would eventually manage the Skyliners. He was helping promote former group, the Crescents, when Rock wrote some lyrics, lamenting his girlfriend's impending departure for flight attendant school out of state. That was in 1958. Jimmy Beaumont was 18 years old. He set the lyrics to music, wrote this song, Since I Don't Have You.
What a coincidence that is.
And a hit was born.
I once knew a young lady who was going to go out of state to be a flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
I talked her out of it.
Ah. Fateful decision.
47 years later, we're still married.
Right. You got married. You didn't write a hit song, but you did have a lasting marriage.
Yes, that's true.
Everybody has recorded this song. Barbara Streisand, Patti LaBelle, Art Garfunkel, Don McLean, Guns N' Roses. The list goes on and on. Great ballad. Since I Don't Have You. Guy who wrote the music, Jimmy Beaumont. The Skyliners. Passed away at the age of 76. Good reviews weren't enough to deliver the expected debut numbers at the movies for Blade Runner 2049.
I thought you might be able to help me with the case.
Blade Runner 2049 can use some help at the box office. The debut weekend earnings for the sequel to the 1982 sci-fi classic falling far short of projections. Looking at about $31.5 million from over 4,000 theaters, that's about $15 to $20 million less than expected. It's still going to finish on top.
Nobody knows where we are. All we have is me and you.
The Mountain Between Us, starring Kate Winslet and Idris Elba, debuted in second with a hair over $10 million. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Speaking of movies, we have three movies that debuted 25 years ago today in Wichita movie theaters.
On one day?
On one day.
Okay.
Today is the 25th anniversary of A River Runs Through It. Did you see this movie?
Yes.
Coming of age, drama. Directed by Robert Redford.
Yeah, it's Redford.
It's got Brad Pitt, Tom Skerritt.
It's about fly fishing.
Yes, about fly fishing and growing up during the Depression, World War One, and the Avenue.
Wyoming or Montana?
Montana, yeah. Yes. Beautiful cinematography.
It is.
Won an Oscar for best cinematography that year. Got nominated for a couple more. I wanted to like it more than I did. The cinematography is beautiful.
Yeah, I think you had to enjoy that part of it more than anything. You
know? Yeah. I thought it was a little slow-moving.
Yeah, it was.
But a river runs through it. Also celebrating 25th anniversary today, Under Siege, an American action thriller. Steven Seagal is an ex-Navy SEAL who has to stop a group of terrorists led by Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Busey.
Wait a minute. Those are the terrorists?
Yeah, those are your terrorists.
Tommy Lee?
Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Busey.
Oh, no.
On the U.S. Navy battleship, the USS Missouri. Hmm. Still, it's Steven Seagal's most successful film critically and financially. 2 Oscar nominations for sound production.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huge hit. Under Siege.
Under Siege.
Wasn't at one point Gary Busey in drag in that one dressed as a stripper,
you're correct.
I think?
Well, that surprised
me.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of interesting stuff in that movie. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, Gary Busey as the sociopathic, corrupt executive officer who serves as the undercover second-in-command to Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah, he's nuts.
Oh,
there you go.
Really?
Under Siege. That came out 25 years ago. And we've been talking about today is Columbus Day. And it was 25 years ago today, the release of the movie 1492, Conquest of Paradise. It also came out just about the same time as that other Columbus movie 25 years ago as well,
yeah,
on the 500th anniversary.
Right.
Yeah. This one was the one with Gerard Depardieu. Armand Assante, and Sigourney Weaver as Queen Isabella. Let's give you a little taste of 1492, Conquest of Paradise, with the great Gerard Depardieu.
We cannot be lost as long as we keep faith in God and in ourselves. In time, they will talk about the courage of the first man who crossed this ocean and returned. And then you'll be able to say to them, I was on the Pinta. I was on the Nina. And the Santa Maria.
A Frenchman playing Columbus?
Yeah, I agree with you there.
They couldn't get Al Pacino?
Exactly. A little bit of a problem with that. Anyway, there you go. 1492, Conquest of Paradise. There's 3 movies right there all celebrating their 25th anniversary today, so
good.
Check it out. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. They're open for another great week of giving you tasty pizza day after day. Pizza John's in Derby.
843 with Steve and Ted. A look at who is living in downtown Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.